The following email was sent by Matt Straup 12 years ago this month.
13 years ago this month.
Fuck.
Good
yeah,
math.
Okay. That's fine. I'm keeping that. Fellas, as you all must know, fantasy sports have come to occupy a very large amount of my free time. Perhaps it occupies the same amount of my free time as it does yours. Perhaps more, perhaps less. But whatever the case, while dining this evening in Innsbruck, Austria, I have had a revelation. And I'm announcing my resignation from fantasy sports effective immediately. Though mildly humorous in nature, this is not a joke. I used to boast, back in the early to mid-90s, before my mind was corrupted by fantasy sports, that I could watch a baseball game between the two worst teams in the league and enjoy it, just because it was baseball, the great game I loved so much. That has been taken away from me by fantasy sports. Now, I'll even root against my beloved Braves if it means that my starting pitcher gets a win. But it's not even that so much that is making me quit. It's more the fact that I've realized I'm absolutely addicted to this, and I don't particularly like it. When I'm out at a bar with my friends, my primary interest is the TV set in the corner, where I'm hoping to catch a glimpse of some stats. When I wake up in the morning, my first move is running to check the standings and any box scores I didn't see the night before. It was this devotion that allowed me to whoop all of your asses so many times over, but ultimately, this kind of behavior is unhealthy. And it's taken energy away from things that are far more important. I need not bore you with the details of that, but I think I can better serve the world if I'm not spending 40% of my waking hours thinking about fantasy sports. It took me about 8 years to realize this thing had gone too far, and now I'm getting out. I will obviously miss the excitement of seeing one of my ingenious maneuvers pay off, but I will take more joy out of being a sports fan with no strings attached and having no allegiances forged on the adjustments of electronic standings in cyberspace. I know the timing of this isn't great, being that we're in a keeper hoops league, but I'll try to find someone to take over my team. Or if you find someone first, let me know, and I'll hand over the reins. Very truly yours, Matthew J. Straup. Matt, this is a lot.
What a humble guy, right?
I don't know. Is that not humble?
There was just a lot of bragging thrown in there.
It was a complicated tone to read. I would get that email and not know what to make of it. Also, I'll be honest, I don't read a lot of long things out loud. Hard to know when to take a breath in that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, first thing you should know, I think we referenced this on a previous episode.
Oh, yeah. We've referenced you trying to quit a lot.
Right, right. And that lasted, I think, less than 2 weeks. I was back in.
So what even happened during this? So your team didn't get given away?
No, I just remember, I distinctly remember, I was like still on the road and I was like, I got to check some NBA scores. Like I was I'm back in. So,
and this was an NBA group you were quitting?
Yes,
that's
it was.
That's what keeper hoops is.
Yes.
Because was pretty
keeper
sure there
means
hoops.
You keep some of the players on your team. So there's carryover to the next year.
That was like the opening voiceover of a movie that features a guy addicted to gambling. He's like, yeah, I'm out. I'm quitting. And then like two seconds later, he's back in.
Yes. And 13 years later, he's still playing. That's our guest, Mike Kimmerling.
Sorry, I don't know if I was supposed to talk yet, but I just really wanted to get in on that email. That was great.
Oh, wow. Everyone in the room is looking at me horrified because usually what happens, and now is a good time as any to tell people, normally what happens is I apparently rudely inform the guests that they shouldn't speak during the cold open. And then the guest is uncomfortable for the beginning of the show. This time, Matt kind of casually told Mike not to speak, and Mike didn't take it in.
He said, "Don't talk during the cold open, but respond to the email." So I thought
said,
that was my chance.
Don't
to
talk
respond.
During the cold open. We'll introduce you, and then you can respond to the
I blacked
email.
Out after he said cold open. So we'll take it from the top. Is that what we're gonna do?
No, because I'm not reading that fucking email again.
All right, I'll sit back. Just point at me when you guys want me to go.
Yeah,
all right, but yeah, the bottom line is it didn't take. I was back in pretty quickly.
What was the response to that email?
The response was something like, "Hey, buddy, you could just like spend less time on it." It ranged in that
right.
too. There were also people who said, "Wow, this is a shame. Like we're losing a great champion here." Because I had won a lot of times in a row there. I was really dominating. That was not a joke.
But do you do it for money?
In those days, we didn't. Since then, I do.
I gotcha.
And I'm still playing. I write a fantasy basketball column these days. I have been for like the last 10 years.
So, okay. Because if it was for money, I'd be glad if a great guy got out. But if we're just doing it for the love of it.
We were doing it for the love of it back then.
Right.
Now I only do it for money.
Really?
Well, no,
how
I still
much
like
making?
It.
How much you making?
I mean, some leagues, you know, you got like $100, $200 buy-in, something like that.
And
multiply
so then
that by 10.
$2,000.
No, it'd be less than that because, you know, there's some a little payout to like second place and stuff like that.
Oh.
Yeah.
So that's, yeah, not too much money.
I mean, I don't know, maybe not to you. But to some people it is.
What great things did you think you were going to do with the rest of your waking hours?
I think I was like, you know what, I'm going to do better in my relationship. I'm just going to be like a more productive person. Like, I just thought I was going to do some really brilliant stuff. And Obviously, I didn't.
2 weeks later, not better enough in your relationship.
I was like, this is boring. I got to get back into this.
Wow.
Yeah. So here I am. Welcome to Inbox, the show where we gain access to our guests' digital correspondence and mine their personal lives for comedy gold. I am Matt Straub.
And I am Nicole Dressbell. And our guest this week is a writer, comedian, and an internet personality. Please welcome Mike Kemmerlingo.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, any other thoughts on that email, Mike?
You know, I knew I wasn't supposed to talk, but right when I started, Matt, the look on his face was like, nope. You messed up.
Well, Ben looked at me with like the most innocent, genuine panic when he saw Mike speaking.
I messed up. But thanks for having me. That's a great email. The responses you got were probably just like, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a very long email to send for fantasy. And you were shit talking the whole time.
Right.
Which is
right.
Pretty funny.
Yeah, I was kind of throwing in jabs too. I guess I thought those were like my final fantasy sports related jabs.
Like funny jabs.
I think so.
Yeah. I feel like that could have been like published, you know?
Yeah.
Like the back of Playboy or something.
What? You know?
Yeah, funny letters or something. You know, I could see that. Yeah. Reading that on the can.
Playboy has a funny letters section.
Does it have a funny letter section?
Sure.
Yeah, that's what people read.
Yeah, all
right. They read the articles.
Yeah, they read the funny letters.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
We're off to my bad, guys. We're off to a bad start.
No, my bad. No, my bad. But Mike, yes.
Oh, I was going to say, how are you feeling, like in general?
Oh, that's a great question.
Like about this endeavor.
About what's happening right now?
Yeah, but what's about to happen
with your inbox? I don't feel great because I don't like, you know, like search histories and emails. And I sign off on emails and say like, you know, this is the year. And like, I say stuff like that. So I don't like going through all that stuff. It makes me feel bad.
Wait, do you sincerely say this is the year?
I did before. I sent an email a couple of weeks ago and I was like, 2018 is going to be the year. I said, it was really sad.
Who is that? Oh, it doesn't matter. We'll find out later.
No, it was just, I sent it to a lot of people.
But, no, stop it. I can't wait. I'm going to die.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't like this. I thought it'd be fun. But then walking here, I was like, oh no, this is probably not going to be fun. So let's be fun.
Okay, great. let's start with the funnest part of all.
Email. Roulette.
Mike, who do you not want to email?
Okay, so when I first moved to New York about 10 years ago, I worked as a waiter and a bartender in an Italian restaurant, small Italian restaurant in Tribeca. And that's as specific as I'm going to get. But I was working there, and I was horrible. I'd never worked in a restaurant before, and when I was behind the bar, I would just be like, I would be so panicked that people would order a drink I didn't know. Right. I would just be sweating the whole time, just like terrified.
Wait, did you get training?
Like, kind of. I was like, yeah, I can figure. I know how to, you know, make a drink or two.
If I believe I've heard this before, if you like, you would get asked to make like elaborate drinks, you had no clue, right? You're like Googling, you're like looking it up.
Yeah, I would be like, yeah, 1 second, and I would like run to the bathroom in my, you know, whatever phone I had. It wasn't great. But even simple drinks that I could kind of figure out, I would like panic about. If someone was like, give me a Manhattan, I'd be like, yeah, just 1 second. And I'd go like whisper, like, what's a Manhattan?
It's the future is so different because my sister's a bartender now. And she's like, yeah, we have an iPad behind the counter. And you just like look through this book of drinks.
But even, yeah, but even if I knew, it was just like, I didn't feel comfortable back there. I'm like, oh, the mixer, where's the mixer? Like, I was just a fucking idiot. Can you say that? I was a fucking yes. idiot. And it wasn't going great. But as a waiter, I was okay because I would bullshit too. They'd be like, oh, is this, you know, I'd be like, oh, that's a great choice. Great choice.
And you'd run to the kitchen and be like, run to the kitchen. Where's the food? Where's the food? Where's the food?
Harvey Keitel once came in there once, by the way. So that's all I got. Anyway.
Wait, how was he?
He was cool. He ordered something to go. He was sitting at the bar.
That's nice.
And I was like, please don't order a Manhattan. I don't know how to make it. So one night I was just like, you know, it wasn't super busy place either. And we were, you know, I was running around waiting tables, bouncing back from the bar. And I was just kind of like making small talk with the manager. She hired me. She's very nice. And I was like, oh my God, this is kind of stressful. Yeah. And I kind of like jokingly said I was going to quit, but mm-hmm. like as a joke. But like as the night wore on, I was like convincing myself that I was
oh
going to quit.
God, no.
I don't even think I wanted to quit, but I was just like building it up in my head. And then I like kind of kept saying, and then by the end of the night, I was like, yeah, I think I'm quitting. And I walked home and I was, first of all, I was so happy because when things end, I'm so happy. I love when things are over. But then the next day I was like, what a fucking idiot. So yeah, I would like to email her.
Okay. So this started as a joke and then you quit.
I know it sounds weird, but like I don't know how it got from like, haha, this is kind of stressful, let's quit, to like, I need to quit or
was,
else.
Was she like, yeah, maybe you should quit? Did she say something to you?
She was very confused. She's like, so you're quitting, really? And I was like, yeah, this isn't for me. And she's like, okay.
So we're going to email her kind of clarifying where you were at. What are you thinking, Nicole?
Here's what I'm thinking. I think we email her and we're like, gotcha.
Oh.
Just say it was a big goof?
It was a goof. Okay. Yeah. I like that.
All right.
Okay, so subject line, the ultimate goof.
The ultimate. How do you spell ultimate? There we go. Boom. That was a goof, not knowing how to spell ultimate.
Was it?
No, I don't.
Can we start this with boom?
Boom.
Exclamation point.
Boom. Exclamation
all capitals
point.
Boom?
Yeah.
I like that.
So
but
by
let
now,
me just say, I don't know. Do you think she'll remember me? This was like 10 years ago.
We don't care if she'll remember you.
Okay.
Like, that's not what it's about.
Okay. Okay.
The emails, it's about the listeners. It's about me and Straub having a good time.
All right.
It's not about the receiver.
Can I ask if she's hiring? I could use another job. Like,
we'll work that out at the end.
We'll get there. Okay, we'll get there.
Sorry.
That was probably coming anyways.
Here's the thing. You never quit.
Right. So you're coming back.
It was a goof.
You're coming back on like Thursday. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right. So, yeah. Were you going to say by now?
Yes.
Okay.
No.
You've probably realized.
I've been missing.
What has she
probably... Go back. By now is wrong. Go back. Can you go open a new tab?
Yeah.
When did Punk'd on MTV happen?
Ooh,
happen?
Good. I'd say...
Wait, we want to guess? Okay.
No.
Well, too late.
2003.
Okay, great.
It came back a couple times.
Yeah, sure.
So 2007 was like when this happened.
Great. It doesn't matter.
We'll
just go back. Okay, so April 2003. MTV changed the game.
It's a new keyboard. That's why, you know, I kind of
get
used to it.
Can we say Ashton and MTV changed the game?
Yeah, of course you can. By airing a little show I like to call Punk'd. That's a joke style I love when you say I like to call like something that only has one name. Everybody calls it the same thing.
Yeah.
And then when did you quit?
It was like September.
September 2007.
Should we do a cut to? We haven't done that in a while.
Yeah, right. Cut to.
Same thing like this?
Yeah. Cut. September 2007.
A young bartender.
Slash waiter.
Named Mike.
Can I say Michael?
Michael.
Sure.
Then you pick up Nicole.
Okay. Named
AKA
Michael.
AKA Mike. Sorry. I was trying to.
Changes the game again.
With the most elaborate.
Yes.
We should potentially capitalize something in there.
Goof. Capital G.
Of all time, question mark?
Of all time, question mark. Sure. Remember how we didn't know whether or not I really quit? We didn't know.
How we didn't know if I really quit?
Guess what?
How about one of these?
Yeah. I didn't. See you Thursday.
I actually worked on Thursday. I worked on Thursdays.
See you Thursday. What did you wear?
I wore black pants, black shoes, and... Forget the color shirt I wore, just like a button down, tucked in, you know, look nice.
So was that like a uniform though?
It was like...
Same uniform?
Yeah, you had to wear black pants and like a certain color shirt. I forget what it was.
Still the same uniform, question mark?
Still the same uniform, question mark.
And do you know a good website where I could find how to make a Manhattan?
Mike...
What, is my typing bad?
Your typing's not bad. It's just you keep changing word orders.
My brain, I've been on a lot of cough medicine lately. And not recreationally, just I've been, you know, I got the coughs.
Because here's what I'm pretty sure.
It starts out not recreationally.
This is what
Mike.
I think Matt said to you. What I think Matt said to you was, don't read it yet. What I think Matt said to you was, do you know a good website where I can find out how to make a Manhattan? And you wrote, do you know a good website where I can make a good Manhattan?
Yeah, you go to these websites and they make drinks for you. It's the future. Look, yeah, reading it back, it's not great, but it happened, and I'll make a correction.
We're sticking with it.
Leave it. Leave it.
We don't care. Yeah,
big principle of this show is we're sticking with it.
Boom. I like starting with boom. That's a good one.
Okay, great.
So, peace. I mean, what should we end with? Any sign off or
respectfully?
Respect.
Respectfully, respect. So now it's a command. It's not a sign off. Respectfully, respect, period. And then, Big Mike.
Big Mike.
We're sticking with it. Go back to Big Mike.
Oh, God. Big Mike. Oh, my God.
All right. So put that aside and we'll find out later whether you have to send that.
All right. She's going to be like, what is. I think I saw her like a couple years after on the subway. And she either didn't remember or she just put her head down. Because why would she even want to talk to me?
What do you mean put her head down?
Well, you know when you kind of, you know, you're not. It felt like she saw me and she like pretended she didn't.
Yeah, she like turned, looked away.
Yeah.
She looked down. But put her head down sounds like she folded over, put her head on her knees.
She wasn't great. But you know what? I don't know what I would have said anyway. I guess I'll say it now in my email.
Yeah.
I would have been like, how's the restaurant going? Is everything good?
Do you assume that she'd still be working there?
I don't know. I think she'd. It's hard to tell. She was like the manager, but who knows? I mean, that's 10 years ago.
Right. Life's changed.
I mean, she could be in this office somewhere. I don't even know.
What? Why would she be in this office?
I don't know.
All right. Hey, Mike.
Hey.
Let's look at your tube history.
Oh, goodness.
What's your tube history?
So we talked about this recently, but by which I mean right before the podcast started, and you said you deleted your YouTube history, which is infuriating.
I mean, I don't know. I'm trying to delete certain stuff. I just don't like, I know it's all there somewhere, but it's like, how many, you know, do I want a record of like 40 videos of dogs greeting returning service members? It's like how many,
those are so good though.
Is that what you've been watching?
You know what I watch a lot of, which is kind of weird, is like when like people record like fans of a team reacting to if their team won or lost.
Yeah.
I watch those all day. They're so funny when like people throw their TV like through a window and it's just like, wow, that's
extreme.
Who's the team that just won and it was a surprise?
The Vikings.
That's it. Yes. I found my boyfriend watching reaction videos of the Vikings winning and he doesn't even like sports.
I get like teary-eyed sometimes
watching
that.
That's what was happening. Yeah. Fascinating.
Yeah. It's great.
Wow.
But anyway, that's what you would have found. I'm sorry.
Does that also mean that people are like watching the end of the game with a camera on themselves?
It's very weird.
It's become a thing, right?
Sometimes it's like it picks up like halfway through, like after they won, someone's going crazy.
Right. That
but
makes
sometimes
sense to me.
Like, oh, you know, dad's going to go crazy no matter what happens. So they'll put it on him and then dad will like light his arm on fire because the team lost. And you're like, oh, and then it gets serious and they put the camera down and but it still goes on YouTube. It's great.
Okay. Well, so just we can't see those though.
My bad. Just his arm.
Okay. So let's just start with what has the YouTube algorithm decided that you want to watch? What's it recommending to you?
Bill Burr on Dave Chappelle. I guess he talks about Dave Chappelle. The Office.
And then what is the problem in Good Will Hunting posted by Numberphile?
That's interesting. I don't know.
This seems like something you would have watched already.
Actually, I watched Good Will Hunting on the plane recently. Several new movies on the plane and a flight I had free.
Good Will Hunting is not a new movie.
But I went back and just watched. It was like comfort food, I think. You know what I mean?
You're a known Boston person.
Yeah.
As I always say.
Yeah, known Boston person.
some Howard Stern show, some YouTube originals. But
YouTube Red has started?
Yes.
Okay, I didn't know that.
YouTube Red sounded like, I don't know what that is. So.
It does. It sounds like porn.
It sounds like
YouTube
a porn thing.
Making.
It's their subscription.
I know, but it sounds like fucking, it's subscription? You have to pay for YouTube Red?
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah, they get like the vloggers who have like 10 million whatevers and they like make a movie.
No, but my friends have shows coming out on that and I don't want to pay for it.
Oh, sick. Are they hiring?
I'm paying for too much. No. No, you're a fucking mess.
More Bill Burr.
Okay. All right. So let's
Here we go. Right here. Relive the miracle ending, the Vikings in the playoffs.
Oh, it's 10 minutes. And this is just
10 minutes.
The game. This isn't people reacting to it. It's just what happened to the game.
Oh, you relive it by watching it again.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So let's look. So you have no watch history here. but ding and ding ding, you have commented.
People hide their like porn history. I hide my YouTube history because it's worse.
Okay, so here are things that you have commented on.
This is fantastic.
Okay, oh, this is amazing.
I didn't know they kept a record of this.
Okay, so 2 years ago, you commented on something. July 4th is now Coincidence Day.
Coincidence Day. Yes, I do. That is, my friends made this music video. It's called Coincidence. And I was trying to be supportive, and I guess I thought that was a funny comment. July 4th is now Coincidence Day instead of Independence Day. It's you know what I mean? It's not great looking back on it, but in the moment, thought it was good.
Okay. Then you commented on Batman versus Superman in Life, Episode 1.
Okay, so...
Episode 1, Baristas.
Yes.
That's a sketch my friend Brenda did. I'm actually in that.
Uh-huh.
Got to support yourself.
Sure.
So I wrote in all caps, fake... Because I've done videos before, they're like sketches and stuff, and people always write fake. They're like, this isn't real. I'm like, I know.
I feel like that's almost
that's
a compliment.
That's a cliche. That is like an internet cliche, right. Is to write fake on something.
So now I like was like, I'm in on this, fake.
But them writing it on a sketch, they must be being funny themselves.
I don't know. I don't know.
You know
what? Haters. You don't think your haters are trying to be funny?
I think you have too much credit.
You know what happened Maybe. Is I had a video once where I was like pretending to be a weatherman, and I was like... I forget what was happening. I was like going through some marital problems or something, and I was telling the weather, whatever, it doesn't matter.
I think, was that in the sketch show that you guys did, that I directed?
Most of my comedy is a guy going through some kind of relationship problem.
But am I wrong that there was an interview, there was like a deranged weatherman in that show, wasn't there?
Probably. Me and Matt have done a lot of like deranged sportscasters or like reporters, right. Any kind of news thing.
Okay.
Yeah. But anyway, that video, people like presented that video like it was real. Like I put on a couple websites. So like, weatherman loses his shit.
No.
And so
then people
are like, this video sucks. This is fake.
No.
That guy's an idiot. I'm like, okay, well, it's kind
of
funny.
Some of those things are
Some
true.
Some are true. But also, did you laugh? Tell your friends.
Okay. And then what's next?
Commented on Share Your Comedy Genius with Cracked. I don't know what that means, but this is another video I did. Do I only comment on videos I do?
I don't know.
Yeah.
We don't know.
Grown man host sports show in bedroom. Yeah, I make videos from my bedroom, and that was 3 years ago. God, my life is hitting a couple of rough patches.
Okay, and then the next thing is?
This is another video. Oh, so I'm responding to a new America's Funniest Videos.
Yes.
Host, Mike Kimberly Reed's comment. So I made a video where I said I wanted to be the host of America's Funniest Videos.
Sure.
Because they were getting rid of the Burge, Tom Bergeron.
Oh.
So I made a video and, most people are like, this is terrible, this sucks, kill yourself. And I was like, cool. But somebody said, this is really funny. And I said, thanks, Sully.
Or it was maybe, that Chesley Sullenberger who wrote that?
Maybe Sully, I don't know. Maybe they said, like, we believe in you. Because that was another one where I was trying to make it, like, a goof.
Yeah.
But people were, like, really responding earnestly. They're like, I don't know. Someone said, I don't know. We'd rather have Shaq do it. I remember that hit home. I was like, all right, well, the offer ain't out to Shaq. All right, let's relax.
We'd rather have Shaq do it?
I was like, it's not
me versus Shaq. Actual people hiring who responded.
Yeah.
You know what? I think we're going to go with Shaq.
But a lot of people were like, ooh, you keep trying. Like, maybe you can start hosting.
Was Shaq ever in the running to host that?
I don't know, but honestly, when they said we'd rather have Shaq, I was like, yeah, me too. Shaq would be pretty good.
But they're doing well now.
Shaq's fine.
Oh, wait, Weatherman Hates Brunch?
That was the follow-up, by the way. And that got some great reviews.
Wait, Mike, you have a lot of videos.
I know. It actually, it helps. Really helps with my writing. America's Funniest Fun Videos. 6,000 views. Look at that. That's a lot. Oh my God, Mike. You know what I noticed after I started seeing myself on camera? I don't have any ears. All right. And that's a hard thing to notice. And I told my girlfriend, Amy's like, she's like, it's better than having big ears. I'm like, that's not helping me right now. I have no ears.
It's pretty great.
6,000 views, 14 likes, 8 dislikes. That's not a great ratio. I have a lot of videos that will have, like the ones that have, you know, I have one of like 30,000 views and there'll be like 6 likes on it.
Congratulations.
No, but I'm saying like nobody, people are accidentally clicking on it somewhere because there'll be like 6 likes and people are obviously just like, what is this? Anyway, so this has been a fun show to do, actually. It's been great.
Okay, calm down.
Was that a cheesy thing in the background? I got that from, what's the place? Home Goods?
Oh.
I get all my artwork from Home Goods.
Okay.
Shout out to Home Goods. If anybody like Home
Goods. What is
Home Goods? It's the place in TJ Maxx.
Oh,
that
like
sells
a section?
Like house, yeah. It's TJ Maxx, Home Goods, and Marshalls. It's like the the big three, as I call them.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but Home Goods is in TJ Maxx?
Yeah, it's usually like a big TJ Maxx will have a Home Goods in it.
I can picture Home Goods, kind of a cursive-y, scripty font kind of thing.
Yeah, it's like, I think it's always in a TJ Maxx, but it's like, oh, you go over to the Home, let's go over to Home Goods.
And it's,
get some stuff
just
for
the
so
wall. People know, what we're looking at is like a distressed Subway sign.
Yeah, like I have, yeah, it has all the stops and stuff, and I have lots of artwork. It's the kind of stuff that's like, oh, that's cool, and then if you like drop it or like put it down on a couch, it'll just shatter. It's fun. It's cheap chic.
Why would you put your art down on a couch?
Just like if you just put it down for a sec.
It just shatters. Just combusts. Wait, if it's not
I have
on
a thing
wall.
Now. I have a thing now on the
mean,
wall.
But like, why you put your art up and leave it up?
Yeah, but what I'm saying is if it accidentally, if it touched the couch, if it accidentally fell on a rug, it would just explode. But that means it's real. That means it's good. It's very like fake holding. Fake holding. Like when you hold it, it feels very fake. But this sounds like an insult. That's what I like about it.
Fake holding. Oh, that was good.
Sean, but very fake holding.
What if anybody from, work through that phrase, fake holding?
If anybody from, I'm telling you, it's a cough medicine. If anybody from Home Goods is listening, like, I love your store and I would love to do just let me come in. I'll meet with you guys. It's great.
You just want to meet with them, to be clear.
I just want to meet with somebody who works there, to be honest with you. It's a great store. So my emails are weird.
What? Okay, then let's look at
them. No, I was just trying to steer.
Okay.
Steered away from that. Oh, that was great.
Do you have a chat we could read, bud?
All right, I do. So I wish I had something on my phone with my brother. We talk about like the OC and 90210 a lot, but...
Are you still watching those two shows?
Yeah, I'm such a sick fuck. I watch like old shows. And there's so many good new shows, but I just fall into this like comfort thing of watching old stuff. It's great. You guys watch that?
What?
Did you ever watch The OC?
Nope.
Oh, what? Did you ever watch 90210?
Nope.
Are you serious?
I did watch 90210 back in the day, but I
liked shows about good kids.
Well, yeah, Brandon was a good kid. Brandon Walsh.
Oh, ugh.
But he would be wild. You know what's really aggressive in that show? The making out. It makes me so uncomfortable.
Really?
Their jaws like detach and they are just throwing tongues down throats. It's gross. So I don't know what that says about me, but I'm very uncomfortable.
Who was your favorite on 90210?
Steve is the...
Stop it. Steve was not your favorite.
No, but here's my defense of Steve.
If I had to zing you, I would have said Steve was your favorite.
No, but here's my defense of Steve is he's the only one who like ever wants to do anything fun.
Right.
He's like, oh, I'll go get beer. And they're like, Steve, relax, dude. And it's like, all right, he's at least thinking. Dylan's fun because he's always like trying to go down to Mexico and you're like, dude, you're 16. He's like, I'm going to Baja to chill. Like, we have finals, man.
We have finals.
I included myself in the gang. And David, what's his name? What's his real name? Brian Austin Green.
Yeah.
I could just watch that guy dance all day. He's a great dancer.
Is he a great dancer?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I never watched the full episodes of the show. Guess who my favorite girl is? Yes. Really?
Andrea Zuckerman.
Yep, nailed it.
SAG president. Shout out to my president.
Gabby.
Is this dead air? Gabby. I wanted to say Gabby Gifford. I know that's not. I know that's a different person.
Okay, don't worry about it.
Gabby.
Pull up this chat.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So what I was trying to say is I don't have a ton, and I never G-chatted a ton apparently, but this is a G-chat with my old roommate, Katie, who will probably be mad at me for sharing this. And
can bleep her name.
It's
re-bleep.
You
re-bleep.
Can say it doesn't matter. But I guess it just starts off with me being unaware that I'm on G-chat.
Okay. And when do you think this chat? Oh, this is from June 7th, 2013. So people were pretty deep in G-chat at this point.
Yeah. I just.
Okay, great.
This is.
Oh. Just so we know, context wise, a lot of people had been years into. In fact, most people were probably done with G-chat already.
And maybe this is when it like changed over into a new kind
a
of
hangout
thing.
Or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it is a hangout actually. And I was just unaware that it happened because she hits me with a message first.
Yes. Okay. I'll be Katie, you be Mike.
Sounds good.
Great. Yo, you won't be home this weekend, right?
What is this? Is this G-chat? I didn't sign on to this.
LOL, are you for real?
Yes, my computer knows too much. What is happening? Also, I'm around this weekend, going to Crown Vic tonight in Williamsburg for Zach's B-Day.
Shout out to Zach.
Oh, then it's next weekend that kicks off you not being here for 3 weeks?
Yes, next weekend is when you can let it loose.
Ugh, I was hoping no one would be around this weekend, so you aren't coming into the city, I assume.
Why, you got big plans?
No, I actually don't think I'm coming home tonight.
Whoa. No, I'm not coming into the city today. Why do you need your high heels?
I meant to be like, why? Do you need your high heels? Oh, I think that was a joke. I don't know what's happening.
Bad read by me.
No, I want sweatpants. Winky face. Smiley face.
Go to Marshall's. Get some Champions with an elastic ankle. You'll thank me later.
Ha ha ha. Gross. I'm not going to meet up with someone and put on that trash.
Watch your mouth. Champion is a great brand. Don't act like you've never shopped in Burlington Coat Factory.
Fucking Burlington Coat Factory. There is one right by my work.
What are you doing tonight? Now I'm intrigued.
I'm meeting up with someone. Mind your business. I mean, I want to go, but I don't. So that's why I was asking if you guys were going to be home. If not, I'd probably just go home because I have to go to Jersey.
Fucking international spy over there, YouTube link.
The YouTube link is the scene from Karate Kid, Cruel Summer. I don't know. It doesn't go with anything.
Haters gonna hate.
All right, dude. I'm going to sign off this thing I never signed on to. See you on the main, Jay.
Bye.
I can't explain it, only that I talk about, like...
Is that Manier? Like, what are you going... What's the man, Jay?
I don't know. The only thing I can think of is, like, did I Love You Man come out yet? You know, and he's like,
oh,
see ya...
What did he call him?
See you in the letters, like all that kind of shit. Like, just yeah. I don't know. I don't know why I included a link to the Karate Kid.
Wait, what? I don't understand what Katie wanted.
Yeah, I don't get it either.
Was it like, if you're not home, then I'm just going to go home and chill? But I think if you are home,
I think she wanted me not to be there,
so that she could just chill. Otherwise, she felt like I should really go out tonight.
Yeah,
gotcha.
She said I was hoping nobody would be around this weekend. Like, I don't even think she wanted to see my face. And I was like, nope, I'm going to be
Jobin,
here.
That's what he calls
Jobin.
Him.
Later, Jobin.
Okay, but that was also a classic Mike Kimmerlingo bail job at the end. Like, I got to get out of here. You kind of anxiously bail on communications.
Is that true?
What did you say, Mike?
I got to go. I don't know. No, I don't think so. Do I?
Yeah, I've seen you do it, like, on email. You're kind of like, all right, let's not talk about this.
I hate group emails. I hate them so much. I love,
love them.
I love receiving emails. This is so weird. But I hate when people are talking about stuff. We used to do this. When people are trying to figure out a plan that you could easily figure out in 2 seconds in person.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, all right, we're all going to meet for dinner. Where should we go for drinks afterwards? Oh, I want to go to this place. I want to go to this place. It's like, hey, why don't we just figure it out when we all see each other? By the way, I'm a very fun person. International spy over there. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, and then a link to Cruel Summer. That's just like, you have Karate Kid. You just can't stop.
I went to a wedding once, and have you ever got an invitation where they say, like, request a song in the invitation?
No.
No.
Oh, well, it's maybe it's a new thing. But I put Cruel Summer, and they didn't play it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's hurtful. That's such a, that's a fun song. That's a song of the summer.
A summer.
A cruel one, a long time ago. You know what I realized about myself recently?
You couldn't dance to Cruel Summer, right?
You bob to it.
Yeah, okay.
It's like a cocktail hour song.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's fair. Maybe it did play during the cocktail hour. You were outside somewhere.
It's a good song to, like, if you're about to start breakdancing, that's
just
the one.
Getting warmed up and then cut to something else?
And then cut to something else.
Okay. Yeah,
for the actual breakdancer.
I've never been a breakdancer.
You never broke dance?
I never broke dance. I was going to say that, but my grammar's been a little off today, so
yeah,
I don't want to take any chances.
Yeah, we would have.
I've realized I'm that person who is like, you know when you see, like, a cruise ship where people go see, like, New Kids on the Block and shit, and you're mm-hmm. like, who would go on that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm realizing I'm like, I think I'm one of those people.
Would you?
No, I wouldn't see New Kids, but if you're, you know when you see, like, a thing and it's like, oh, the Goo Goo Dolls and Sugar Ray are playing at, you know, Chili's on Route 1, I'd be like, yeah, we're getting tickets. Like, I think, and it's tough to be that guy, but I'm just going to embrace it. It stinks.
The Goo Goo Dolls are not playing at Chili's.
Sugar Ray, too.
Sugar Ray, maybe, but shout out to Sugar Ray. How we doing? How's this going?
It's going good.
All right?
It's going good, guy. Do you order, you ever dine in?
Dining in.
Do I dine in?
Yeah. You a Seamless guy?
Oh, yeah, Seamless. Want to look at my Seamless?
Yes.
If you haven't scrubbed it.
Oh, there we go. Oh, Jesus. Excuse my language. I have what you call sausage fingers. Oh, Mike, for the love of God.
Password attempt 2 is a fail.
This is a joke.
We're on number 3 now. He's about to get locked out.
Yep, I'm in.
Huge.
It was thanks, Sully. That was the, oh, here we go.
Did you really just?
Let's call the call back in the game. All right, do you want to look at my recent orders? Bauberg? This place has pretty good food.
We've got a $56 bagel order in
what
here.
What neighborhood are you in now?
Sorry, I have a little...
Do you need some water, bud?
Yeah. No, I'm good. I am in Greenpoint, Brooklyn.
Okay. You've lived in a lot of neighborhoods.
Yeah, my life has not been great. I've been bouncing around a little bit.
What?
No, but I've been in Greenpoint for almost four or five years.
And so then lived in like middle Manhattan.
I lived in the Upper East Side. I lived in like the Gramercy area. I lived in Astoria.
Yep. Rode the train together a couple times.
Yep. For like 9 months. And then I like fake quit and left there.
Fake quit?
Yeah. Like I was just like, I think I'm done here.
That's quitting.
Yeah. But remember, I was talking about fake quitting before. It's not. Yeah. I tried too many callbacks there. And anyway, now I'm in Greenpoint, which I really like.
Right.
It's nice. I hate when people say they love their neighborhood, though.
Why do you hate that? I love my neighborhood. I would be very vocal about it.
Because, I don't know. I think I'm just a salty old man. When people are like, I just love where I live. I'm like, all right, shut up. Anyway, I like it a lot, though. If you live in Greenpoint, say hello on the street.
Great. Okay, can we look at this $56 bagel order?
Okay, I remember this.
You had a little social gathering going on?
How could you forget it?
This was not in Greenpoint. We were doing a shoot that I organized, so I had to feed the crew. So yeah, $56. It took between 50 and 60 minutes probably.
What are we feeding everyone? Anything exciting?
A lot of sandwiches. I mean, where do you get to that? Where do you see your order?
Scroll down. Typically.
No, that's not. Because he went back to the he went to the ordering page.
Oh. Sorry, I only know one speed. It's called ordering. Oh, there you go. California wrap. I am a sucker for a California wrap.
What is it? It's just probably avocado, right?
There's chicken in it, too.
Okay.
There'll be chicken, avocado, some kind of bean, probably.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just like an idiot. I'll order like anything that has like a cool name. Like
California wrap is a cool name?
Yeah, in my head, California wrap is a cool name. If anything says like energy booster, gut buster, I'll like order that shit. All right, that's a little. But this morning I was in Starbucks. I wanted a tea, so I bought the Rev Up tea.
Because
I was like, I need to get revved up. Like, I'm an idiot. I don't know. Like, you know, when you see something, you're like, who does this marketing work on? Like, I'm the idiot. It works on me.
How was the tea?
I feel fucking revved up.
Okay.
I feel full of energy. So anyway, California wrap. That was good.
You're ordering a lot. What is Baker's Dozen? You're ordering a lot of
bagel places. You're a big deli guy. I love a good sandwich. I'm a big deli guy.
You're also placing like a $9 order to a deli that delivers to you. Why aren't you just going take a walk, bud?
If you look closely, you'll see that I chose pickup. Okay.
Oh, you did.
I don't make, you know.
It's a lot of pickups.
But yeah. I like to walk in and be like, oh, yeah, I ordered the California. They're like, yeah, I could tell, dude. You look cool. So, Bagel Brothers. There's not a lot of like just straight delis in my neighborhood. So like, the bagel places,
yeah,
have good spots. Baker's Dozen's a great, great spot.
You didn't order for your birthday?
No.
What'd you do for your birthday?
Nothing. I had a show that night, but I get like cluster headaches. We don't need to talk about this, but they last like 2 months and they're really like debilitating. So, way to bring the mood down, Mike.
Wait, why'd you bring that up?
Because during my birthday, I had them. So I didn't do anything. So, but that's okay. Did you have fun on your birthday? Nicole and I have similar birthdays.
We do. We have similar birthdays.
It made sense in my head.
Yeah, I don't remember what I did, though. I think I had a nice time, but I don't remember what I did. I saw a play. It wasn't great.
Do you get a birthday present from your significant other?
Yes. I don't remember what I got.
Were you having cluster headaches at the time?
I was not having cluster headaches. I did get a present, but I don't remember what I got.
It's a real ha-ha for people who don't have them, but any of my cluster heads know what's up.
Yeah. I think my present was like something to be scheduled later.
Oh, those are the...
I never got scheduled.
Wait, Nicole presents. Is writing down to follow up on her present right now.
I am.
Now.
Why haven't we gone to Mystic Seaport yet?
Ooh.
I feel like even when you get that present, both people know that that's probably never going to happen.
Yeah.
You know, you say, we're going to do this for your birthday. I haven't gotten it yet.
Yeah, that's like a great like thing. If you forget someone's Christmas present, you write something out. You're like, hey, we're going golfing, buddy.
Wait, are you saying this wasn't a real offer?
I'm saying I'm not speaking. No,
Mike, continue.
No, because,
Because what?
Don't bail on
No, Chris would definitely have a real offer. He's a good guy.
Thank you.
A scumbag like me might be like, yeah, let's do that. Let's go to the aquarium whenever you want. And it's like, please don't
it's
remember
like
the
an aquarium coupon written on a piece of paper by you.
Yeah. Oh, that's not valid on Saturdays. Sorry. So, I don't know. You just got to be careful. It depends on the person. I'm sure Chris.
Chris is legit.
Yeah, he's legit.
But do you have a Mystic Seaport coupon, Nicole?
It's in a card.
All right.
Oh.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
Are there any terms and conditions?
I got to have to redeem it within, it expired.
Do you like getting cards? You're either a card person or you're not.
I do, but then I wish it was more okay to just like throw out a card after you get it. Like I've experienced this card, thank you so much, but I feel compulsively like I have to save it for an unreasonable amount of time or something terrible will happen to the person who gave it to me.
Oh, that's a cool movie.
What's the title? What do you think the title of that movie is?
Death by Card.
Yeah. All right. Don't overthink
it. Seven days.
7 days.
What?
Because that's how long you feel like you have to keep the card?
Yeah, it's like the
that's
ring, right?
It's not too long, though.
It's not very long.
I would feel
at
great
all.
If I only had
the
to
amount
keep
of cards
days.
I have on my refrigerator with like little ugly ass kids looking at me. And I actually like children, but some of them aren't the best looking right now. And like wedding invites and like thank you cards. Like, can I take them all down?
We just did a cleaning because I put them up and Chris was like, I can't keep knocking into cards every time I go into our kitchen.
Oh, they're all just hanging off the fridge.
Yes.
They'll break.
Yeah. Here's the other thing.
They break if they hit the couch. They will shatter.
You got to pin them. You got to magnet them closed is, I think, part of it. You know,
yeah, we
you
have one have hanging open and you it's can't. Very just like.
It's flopping open on the fridge?
It's yuck.
No, yeah,
it's a yuck sandwich.
It's a bad idea. The kids thing is, I think every year you can throw it out. Like if you've got a double of anyone's kids, you can definitely get rid of the older one.
You have to keep it
for
safety for the family.
Yeah,
I think the rule is if you think anyone who sent that card is going to come over to your place, but if you know they're not going to, that's toss it in the fire, man.
Yeah, 7 days you can toss it.
Seven days.
A fireplace.
I wish I had a fireplace.
Yeah,
I love making a good fire. Yeah.
Is that a true statement? Or?
Yeah, I love it. I love Christmas. My parents have a fireplace and I'll be like, I'll start the fire.
Is
I'm
it
that
a gas
guy.
Fireplace? Be honest.
No, it's not.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, all right. Nice. What are you using there? Like a starter log or?
You got a Duraflame.
Okay.
You know, throw it in. You know, is it cheating? Yeah, I guess. But you know what? You get that. Get a cackling.
Get a cackling.
You mean crackling, right?
Because my brain's not working.
Then why did you have the rev
fire
up?
Is howling,
why did you
laughing?
Drink the rev up tea?
You know, the problem is this has been happening like steadily. How's that? I've been like, oh, my brain's not working, but I've been saying it for like 6 months. I'm just clearly getting dumber. I'm just getting dumber. I've been very foggy. But,
Mike, can I tell you right now, as a person who's known you for 10 years,
you
haven't only been saying it for 6 months.
Oh, I've been saying it a long time. Yeah. I know. But it feels like it's just temporary, but it's not. I guess this is just how I am. I don't get a lot of sleep. I think that's why.
Oh, yeah.
I have night terrors. If you want to talk about
Wait,
that.
Do you really have night terrors?
You don't know that about me?
No.
I knew that.
Yeah, I jump up and think like something's happening. It's not fun. It's, you know.
That's scary.
It is scary.
What?
It is scary.
But do you remember that?
I'm awake. Most of them I remember, but I'm like awake. Like my eyes are open. If you ask me any question, I'd be like, yeah, I'm not an idiot. Like, I'm not an idiot. I'm just trying to protect the baby in the corner right here. And
you don't have a baby for anyone listening.
No, I don't have a baby.
And if you did, can't put it in a corner.
But speaking of Shaq, I had a Shaq one once. Nice. That was
touching
good.
Nose.
That was good.
You had a Shaq one once? Were you protecting Shaq? Or?
No, so I was on the first floor and like I had out my window was like a little yard. And I had a thing where I was like up and I was like, oh, Shaq is outside the window.
Shaquille O'Neal,
the basketball player.
Host of America's Funniest Videos.
Future host.
Nope, hopefully. Never host.
And I'm like, but in the moment, I'm like, I'm awake. I'm like, Shaq's out there. What the fuck, Shaq? Oh, maybe Shaq's in Greenpoint. I don't know what the fuck he's doing. But then in the morning, I'm like, oh my God, why did I think Shaq was? So it's very weird.
So you're out of your bed looking out the window looking for Shaq.
Yeah.
So you're basically hallucinating.
Yeah, it is. It's your mind is dreaming, but your body's not or something. You know, that's what that song's about, right?
Right.
Your mind is dreaming, but your body's not? You mean your body's not asleep anymore?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, your body's up.
It's a walking dream, I would call it.
Oh, cool.
wow. You should get like a Fitbit, track your sleep stuff.
Yeah, I've heard people say that.
Find out.
I did a sleep study.
You can be like, yep, had a night terror right there.
Yeah.
There it is.
Yeah.
Well, I always have it within like a half hour of falling asleep. It's always like, you know, whatever that level of sleep is.
I don't know. Because there's deep,
REM dog.
Light REM dog.
REM dog. I went to a sleep study once. That was fun.
And?
Well, they hooked me up to a bunch of stuff and I just laid on my back. I couldn't fall asleep. And they're like, yeah, you didn't sleep much last night. I'm like, no shit. But they told me I had moderate sleep apnea. I was like, cool, cool. But why do I jump up and think there's a zombie in my apartment? Like, well, maybe.
Or a Hall of Fame basketball player outside.
They always like, they're like, oh, well, maybe it's because you wake up and your sleep apnea wakes you up. I'm like, I don't think so.
I could have told you that. That's not a scientific explanation.
So then they gave me one of those masks, a sleeping mask. And yeah, trying to fall asleep with a scuba mask on your face doesn't lead to any night terrors at all. It's been a long road, guys.
It just being life?
Yeah. Is this too negative? Is this too negative for a podcast?
Negative. No, good. Mike, we get real. Right. Okay.
This feels good. Is this what therapy feels like? I think I should go.
It's not what therapy feels like. I think we got to do a search.
Search. Alert.
Yeah, we got to do a search and we know search what the alert. Phrase is.
Oh, no. We absolutely know what the phrase
Mike
is.
Mike gave us the phrase earlier in the show.
Yeah, we're on the same page.
Yeah.
Damn it, I don't like this.
Search for gonna be the year, in quotes.
Can you not say who it is, though?
Like, who it is that you emailed?
Yeah.
Well, it'll depend on how good it is.
I know recently who I did it to. Ooh.
No, so, put it in quotes.
Oh, nice.
Okay, but how do you think you said it?
Is the year?
Okay, great. Do an is the year.
Well, is these. Is the year.
Shut the fuck up. I know I sent it to this guy who is a like comedy manager, and he probably shook his head and was like, are you fucking idiot?
Oh, Mike.
No, but I'm friendly with him. We're like, it's okay.
He knows you were right? Before this email.
Oh, we just had Matt and Viviana on our show.
Oh, they're great. Did I respond? A lot of these.
You didn't reply to that.
So this is a manager that you sent it to? 2018 is going to be the year?
2018 is the year, man.
Can we see the context of this?
Yeah, but please don't say who it is.
We won't.
I said, great, thanks for submitting this for me. 2018 is the year, man. I mean, I don't know. I was feeling like it was the year. I just did a writing packet. I felt good about it. And I was just trying to be like, haha. Like, it was half joking, but also like, I really hope 2018 is the year. Please represent me.
This is also very funny in that whatever the context of it was, the last email you got from this guy says, yeah, Spectrum is the worst.
Yeah. I approve of them because I was in an ad of theirs. So oh, okay. I actually like them. They're great. They're a great service provider.
I see.
But, and I have Spectrum too.
I do too.
Cool.
Most people in New York do these days, right? I mean, that's... Yeah.
I think you're going to have Spectrum or Roadrunner.
Yeah. I like it. Their triple play package is spot on.
Is that still a thing?
I don't know.
Are you under contract right now?
There's a commercial somewhere out there. I think it's still airing, so...
Answer my question.
Shout out to Spectrum.
Are you under contract?
No, just for that one thing I did.
Okay.
I don't know what... Yeah, I don't think so.
It's just making sure.
I just like to talk positively about everybody. Yeah, 2018 is the year, man. I wish it was like 2014 because that would have been less embarrassing. But I just wrote this last month.
But have you written that for any other years? Can we go back and see?
Oh, probably. Those are all jokes. Want to read one of these?
Yeah, we should read these.
This is a joke from 2012. Oh, it's going to be so bad.
What's the context of
this? Is for a show I used to write on ESPNU. You know that show? We tried to do something for that. It was like a sports entertainment show, so I would write monologue jokes for the host. Talking music at Thanksgiving. I thought the Alabama shakes is what you got after you drank too much whiskey south of the Mason-Dixon line. I guess that's the setup. I don't know if that's the punchline. Apparently it's a band. How am I supposed to keep up with all these bands? Look, I find music two ways, by listening to DJ Rob and watching car commercials. Everything else is just uncivilized. That joke didn't make it because it's not a joke. you know, 2012, I mean, it takes a long time to get good at writing jokes. I think I'm a lot better now, but... I don't know.
Can we read this last joke?
Yeah. My affection for the 2012 Miami Marlins. They got some big-name free agents in the offseason, and they tricked me once again. Everyone knows if the Marlins are expected to be good, they are terrible. But once they sell off every big name for a bag of balls and some frequent flyer miles, that's when the World Series title comes. So I guess what I'm saying is this is the year. So we did more like, I wouldn't say that's a setup punch.
Not hard jokes.
Well, it was like a sports show. So we were like trying to, you know... Am I proud of that joke? No. I have better jokes, guys. 2018 is the year. That writing packet I have better jokes in.
Oh, that's good.
Gangnam Style is a Gangnam Style joke.
Oh, yeah. That was topical in 2012. big time.
David's, there's a Homeland joke you immediately bail on.
Speaking of jumping the shark, Homeland season 2, not up on my Homeland. Oh, these are like notes. So I'm like, hey, why don't you write, because the host was a comedian. I was like, hey, maybe do something with this.
Wait, so the host is a comedian, you were hired to write jokes, but sometimes you just recommended jokes the host could write himself.
Isn't that great when they hire a writer? They're just like, hey, man, maybe something on Homeland. All right, let me know how it goes. March Madness piece, DCM.
Never gotten to DCM. Minutes.
Never.
I mean, I did.
I know. Yeah, so I put in a couple emails. But I've definitely said it out loud several times.
But it hasn't been an announcement every January or every December.
No, I'm not a crazy person. I got a lot. What about the spam box? I've learned from my spam folder that
Mike's producing the show now.
I was just gonna say.
My bad. I feel bad because my YouTube history wasn't there, so I got to give you something. I feel bad. My spam. I don't know if this is everybody's spam thing, but it thinks I'm like a 75-year-old man. It's all just about. Like, you know, reverse mortgages and
right.
Like
diabetic compensation.
Busted cheater.
Ooh. Window specials, save on window experts. Dude, there's no porn in here.
Senior residences.
Dude, there's no porn in here.
Is there usually porn in your spam folder?
Am I wrong, Matt?
I mean, more than this.
Really?
This is medical school, senior nursing living. School, senior living. Mike, what are you doing?
I don't know. I really don't know. They sent me this shit.
Life insurance, Mike? It does think you're an old man.
I know. What are you going to do? Lyft?
Match seniors. There's your...
Stop
that's
it.
My porn.
No. It's your porn.
Yeah, is that what this is telling
50-year-old
us?
50-year-old singles. They need love, too. Rehab. I don't know what's going on. Hernia surgery. Ooh, I did think I had a hernia for a while. Hernia mesh, didn't need to see that.
We finally found one.
The only site that gets you a girl. That seems like it's not true. Solar panels. Oh, congrats. That probably means something.
Where?
Congrats.
Oh boy, you deserve a gift too. Target freebie here.
Ready, set, buy now, pay later. That seems like it's legit. But then I have a history of like buying stupid shit though. I bought when I was younger off an infomercial that thing where you can make eggs, but you close the pan and then you just flip the whole pan so it's no mess. But let me tell you guys, it was messy.
Wait,
so what would it come out looking like? You crack an egg in the pan.
You crack an egg in the pan. Then you
so it's close a pan with
top.
A top and bottom.
Yeah.
Right.
The whole idea is like it keeps it tight so you can just, you'd be flipping and people are just flipping on the commercial.
Out the sides.
And it just sucks. No, the egg like drops, it hits, it goes everywhere. You could do pancakes too.
Were you flipping too soon?
Yeah, did you have a lot of trouble flipping over an egg?
I didn't flip great. It was a bad flip. I just remember.
Yeah, did you abort halfway through and open the thing up? Because then it's going to slip
I
out.
I definitely opened it. I didn't trust the flip. I think that was why. That was when I just remember my mom's face like vividly being so fucking disappointed.
Wait, how young were you when you bought this?
I was in high school. I was like 17. Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. Because I love making eggs and I always fuck them up. And I was like, oh, all I need is the egg flipper and I'll be good at it. Don't you think eggs though is the kind of thing that's very easy to make, but when you get them somewhere, they're always so much better.
No, I make really good eggs.
Anyways. really?
Yeah.
What's the secret? I think it's butter.
No, here's what it is. So have you watched the Gordon Ramsay like transformative making eggs thing?
I don't like watching food shit.
Okay. Well, it's a food shit. But basically the idea is like you use a spatula, like a rubber tipped spatula, and you just never stop swirling.
Oh.
You never stop moving. So they never sit. And so you just get like very fluffy, creamy eggs.
What about like a fried egg?
I'm pretty good with the fried egg. That's really hit or miss for me.
Yeah.
Because sometimes it's like I get it just right, a little crispy on the edges, and then other times it's like
you like the yolk to run.
Yes.
Oh, I love
it. I love when that thing explodes.
That's crazy. Yeah. Crazy not to.
You ever make? I've been making egg in toast.
Yeah. Sure. Oh,
toad
so in the hole.
Good.
Toad in the hole.
You ever made the egg in the half avocado?
Wow. I've seen that. No. How does that work?
If you call that a California breakfast, I would have ordered it.
That's definitely the California scrambler.
That sounds great.
Wait,
it's
how does
really
that work?
Not really scrambled, but we call it that anyways.
How do you make that?
You break the egg into the avocado and just bake it in the oven, I think.
Cool. So then you're also getting a baked avocado.
You're getting a baked avocado, yeah.
How's a baked avocado?
It's okay.
Mm. I heard avocado is the good fat. See, that's a joke that would go in the writing packet in 2012.
I thought it was funny.
Do you think
you can ask me anything.
I think you should ask that question.
Do you think a joke is just a thought that you have?
Yeah, I think when I don't do stand-up that much anymore, but most of my jokes were just like premises, and I'd be like, yeah, don't you hate it when you don't hold the door for someone, and the people are like, yeah? And I'm like, yeah, that stinks. So, you know. That happened coming here, though, by the way. I held the door for someone, like for like 10 seconds, and the guy gave me nothing. And I muttered, I gave a...
You're welcome.
You're fucking welcome.
You're fucking welcome.
He didn't hear me at all. I did it after I walked away, but it still felt good. I said, you're fucking welcome, dude. But it was like not,
way
not confrontational at all. No,
but
I don't
also,
know how to fight.
So disproportionate to what just happened.
No, I was pissed. It was snowing out. I got my rev up. I'm all fucking revved up. And I hold the door, and the guy, he didn't give like the jog step. He didn't do anything. He just took it. Took the door and didn't even look at me. And I took like 3 or 4 hard steps to the right. And I went, you're fucking welcome, dude. It felt great.
You're saying he didn't give the jog step, didn't show any hustle to get in the
didn't
door. Is that
nod,
what you mean?
Yeah, but did he nod? He didn't say thanks. He didn't give the, you know, he didn't say anything.
Huff was the last thing.
That's like when you walk by someone in the supermarket, you need to get by him, you just go, you know? You don't even say, excuse me. You just like, you have to say like a tiny something. That's all you have to do. So
I just say, excuse me.
Yeah, you don't have to, though. You just got just a little something, you know? Well, so he didn't give it anything. It felt, you know.
You would have been fine with it from that guy.
Absolutely.
Were you looking right at his mouth? Do you know he didn't give you that?
I looked at his chin. I didn't want to make direct eye contact. I'm not a psycho, but I looked at his chin, and there was no chin movement. There was no chin change. He just kept on a stupid conversation.
He was
he's with somebody. The office. Thanks, bro. And I said, bro, I don't know what was happening, man. I'm a nice person and, you know, just a nod.
Well,
sorry, go ahead.
No, please.
But I would never say like that right to his face. I just, when you're walking away, it's like if someone cuts you off and they drive away and you're like, you know, fucking A, man. You know, you just kind of punch your roof a little bit. But I would never yell at them because, you know. Because I saw a video in Driver's Ed where somebody had a crossbow in their trunk. They showed us this video. They're like, never beep at anybody because this video. And they showed it. Somebody cut someone off. They beeped. The dude in the back got out with a crossbow and shot it into the person's chest. And they died.
Come on.
And I was like,
they did not show you that snuff porn video
It wasn't graphic. It was like a 2020 thing. And they're like, oh, you never know when someone has a crossbow. And I was like, oh, cool. So do you have to put your blinker on when you get on the highway? Or how does parallel parking work? So, but it's cool. But I like driving.
All right, Mike, it's time for chickens to come home to whatever.
Okay, what are we doing?
We're doing part 2 of email roulette.
Oh,
so would you do us a favor? Would you reread the email you sent to your former restaurant manager?
Okay,
please include the subject line.
The subject line is the ultimate goof, and it starts off boom in all caps. By the way, April 2003. Ashton and MTV changed the game by airing a little show I like to call Punked. Cut to September 2007, a young bartender / waiter named Michael, a.k.a. Mike, changes the game again with the most elaborate goof of all time. There's a question mark. I didn't read that correctly. Remember how we didn't know if I really quit? Guess what? I didn't. See you Thursday. Still the same uniform? Do you know a good website where I can make a good Manhattan? Respectfully respect, Bic Mike.
This is, yeah, I love it.
I might get the cops called on me if I miss on that.
No, it's great. All right, so Mike, we're going to read a trivia question.
Okay.
Matt and I do not know the answer. Ben is the only one who knows the answer. Ben,
wait. Can I propose one? I think we ought to just throw in 2018 is going to be the year.
Oh, God, of course.
Email.
I'm sorry I didn't ask. Yes.
After respectfully respect?
After Bic Mike.
Bic Mike. P.S.?
P.S.
P.S. 2018 is going to be the year. In fact, can I say something?
Yeah.
We really don't have authority, but could we say if he gets this wrong 3 times, not only is he sending this email, but he has to change his email signature to 2018 is going to be the year.
I thought you said he has to show up at work.
No, but that'd be great.
Show up at that place on Thursday.
I'm actually not against changing my email signature to say that 2018 is going to be the year. I think it's kind of fun.
Can you put it in quotes?
No, then it's more confusing, right?
That's true. It's like, who are you quoting?
Yeah,
exactly. He's quoting himself.
All right.
Should I write Mike Cameron go after it?
Mike.
Yeah.
This anonymous cyber espionage...
Take 2?
Take 2. This anonymous cyber espionage group is known for leaking confidential information from the world of politicos. Nope, that's politics, but with two O's. Thank you, Ben.
Too much cough medicine.
Politics. I'm doing it again.
Take three.
This anonymous cyber espionage group is known for leaking confidential information from the world of politics and sport and is believed to be associated with Russian military intelligence. They are responsible for the hacking of the Democratic National Committee that badly damaged Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign. We're offering commentary. I appreciate it, Ben. And their sports arm have attacked the World Anti-Doping Agency, the IAAF, the World Athletics Governing Body, and have threatened to go after the 2018 Tokyo Olympic Games. Their name is A, Lizard Squad, B, Fancy Bears, C, Hell Wolves, D, Black Dogs.
Damn, when you were reading it, I was thinking WikiLeaks.
And I think
WikiLeaks.
You mean 2020 Tokyo Olympics.
Okay. I thought that was... You're fine, Ben.
I work in the Olympic world. Yeah. So I can,
are you sure you're supposed to be going to Korea? You're not supposed to be going to Tokyo?
Oh, I should check on that.
Yeah, check on that flight plan.
Yeah, I thought I was going to say. All right, can I just hear them one more time?
Lizard Squad, Fancy Bears, Hell Wolves, Black Dogs. And to be clear, you thought the answer was going to be WikiLeaks.
I did, yeah.
Did you announce
well, I shut
that?
My brain off. No, I go, oh, it's WikiLeaks. And then I stop paying attention. I think it's Fancy Bear.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
This feels like one that someone here should know. Not me, but someone
knows.
Well, right. You don't know it though, Nicole.
Absolutely not.
You think it's Fancy Bears?
Yes.
Do you want to tell us your logic for that?
It sounds familiar. It could be like a minor league hockey team. I don't know.
The Fancy Bears. The Vermont Fancy Bears.
Oh, they can't score well, but they can fight. The Fancy Bears. Yeah, the other ones didn't sound... I don't know. Fancy Bears just popped into my head. After, of course, I thought it was WikiLeaks.
All right, so... You want to go with that for your first try? First attempt?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll go with that.
Tell Ben.
Is it Fancy Bears?
Yeah.
Mike!
Nice. Yes. Nicely done.
Nicely done.
Nice.
But are we gonna...
I would wear a hockey jersey that said Fancy Bears on it.
And now That's we're going to cool. make that. Do you want to change your signature, though?
No, I don't want to do that. It sounded good, but then when I started thinking
Come
about
on.
It.
Once you got the question right, you really changed course.
That's psycho, man.
Is it psycho? No, it's
I don't
not.
Know. That's... I actually don't have an email signature now. Is that psycho?
No.
Yeah, I feel like... Do you guys have one? Does anyone here have one?
No, I used to, but it would pop up in every email like 100 times and people started complaining.
Really?
Yeah, it kind of ruins a thread because you get like 100 of those things. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it happened with you guys a few times. You guys don't remember.
I remember there being drama about our email threads, the size of the thread.
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
the font would change.
Oh. I was for me. I was like, let's just talk about it later. I don't want to talk anymore. Do I get more questions or is that it?
No, that was
nice.
It.
Nice.
Well done, Mike.
So I don't have to send this email, right?
You don't have to send it, but send it to Nicole.
Yes, yeah, send it to me. Anyway.
I don't think they would. I don't think she would remember me anyway.
I would love to see you show up at that place and video it and pretend like it was a prank. I think
That's
that'd
a
be a great
video.
YouTube video.
That's a great YouTube video, bud.
Fake. It's fake. It's not worth like the 300 views that I would get.
It's not about the views, Mike.
That's true. It's not about the views.
Hey, Mike, is there anywhere you want people to try to find you on the internets?
Yeah, I don't know, Twitter, I guess. It's
at
M Camerlingo. It's a very long name. Can I plug a web series that I did?
Mm-hmm. Please.
Go to Vimeo. It's called 12 Beers, 1-2 Beers. It's on Vimeo.
It's great.
So go to Vimeo /channel/12Beers. It's kind of confusing, but not really. 6 episodes. I wrote it and directed it myself. And that just, your life's going well when you're 33 and you're doing your own web series. And no one else wants to pay for it. So if you guys supported it, though, that'd be great. There's a joke about Home Goods in there. It's all too real.